Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. Welcome, PeopleStack family, to another episode of the PeopleStack podcast. I am Jen Bunk. I'm the CEO of the PeopleStack, and our mission is to change the world, one tech manager at a time. And I know that that's part of the reason why you're listening right now, because you want to play a role and changing the world. You want to have the patience and the courage and the confidence and the serenity to compete. And that's the topic of the week. Are you ready to compete? And there's a number of reasons why that's the topic of the week. We pick topics that we feel are going to inspire you. And we also pick topics that are timely. And so there's an evergreen aspect to feeling like a competitor in this game of upgrading your tech leadership career. So that's going to stay the same no matter what's happening externally. What's happening in the world politically, whether or not there's a global pandemic going on, there's always going to be that aspect of, I'm ready to compete. I have the courage. I have the patience. I have all of those qualities. I have the character of a champion. And so that's one of the reasons why we're talking about that this week. Are you ready to compete? The other reason is because, look, we are living in extraordinarily difficult and uncertain times right now because of the global pandemic and also because of what's going on politically in the country and in the world. I talked about it on the last podcast where we're sailing through a 3, 4, 5, 6 plus month massive storm. Like, and not just, oh, look, it's raining out. Isn't that pretty? But like a massive, what are those called? Hurricanes, typhoons. We are sailing through it right now. We're in the middle of it. And when you're in a hurricane, and it's a massive hurricane, the only way to get some sense of peace and solace and have a little bit more certainty amidst all of the craziness is to find the eye of the storm, to search for that eye of the storm, and then you can be the mountain in the storm. You're the mountain. The storm is around you. The storm does not move you. It's still challenging for sure because the eye of the storm moves, so you're going to have to move with it. You're going to have to bob and weave just like a champion fighter. That's what we're living in right now. And more we are talking with folks who are reaching out to us for help with their careers, with their tech careers, but really it's they're reaching out to us for help to reclaim their lives, their entire lives. It's not just their careers that are at stake, it's their lives that are at stake. And it is our privilege and our honor to serve those of you who are going through extraordinary struggles, extraordinary challenges, extraordinary problems in your careers and in your lives right now. We have talked with folks who have been out of work for months on end. And for some of them, it was pre-coronavirus, right? They may have been laid off, or they may have been fired, or they may have quit their job for whatever reason several months ago before this whole pandemic thing really took hold. And then the pandemic happened, and then they're still out of work, and it's even harder to get back into work. And so it's months and months and months on end of no income, of no daily reminder of your significance as a technical leader, of no daily ability to make an impact and to make a change in the world. And so there's financial struggle that comes with that. There's also identity struggle that comes with that too. You know, the money, you can figure it out. And I'm not diminishing how freaking hard money troubles can be, because they are. But then stack on top of that the fact that your identity as an amazing leader, as an extraordinary leader, as a good leader even, is being stripped away month after month, that you're not working. And many people, if they haven't already, have declared bankruptcy, have, or are at least thinking about it, are going to have to. Or there's people who are stuck. We've talked with folks who are feeling stuck in dead-end jobs. And every single day feels like a little piece of them is dying inside, because of the extraordinary pain. And again, this isn't always a physical pain, but make no mistake about it, there may be physical pain too. There may be health conditions. We've spoken with COVID survivors. We've spoken with people who either themselves or family members are in hospital beds. And there's absolutely can be physical pain, and it's scarily debilitating. And then on top of that, there's that identity pain, a spiritual pain, an emotional pain of, I know I can do better. I know I am capable of more, but holy cow, look at what we're in right now. How am I going to get out of this? There's no way out. You're stuck in the middle of a hurricane and you feel like there's no way out. And what I want to talk about today is how to cope, and also how not to cope with this extraordinary struggle, with these extraordinary challenges. Because for those of you who are going through these extraordinary challenges, I want you to know that there is a way out. There is a way to find the eye of the storm, and to compete, and to call forth that inner strength, even right now. And for those of you who aren't yet or aren't right now dealing with extraordinary circumstances, extraordinary struggles and challenges, you are dealing with challenges right now. I know you are. I know that there's some aspect of your career, your work, how you're showing up as a leader that you're struggling with right now, that you would identify as a challenge right now. Maybe you don't use the word struggle. Maybe you use the word challenge. Maybe you use the word problem. Maybe you use the word fail. Maybe you use the word settling. Something is not working in your career right now. You would not be listening to this if that wasn't true. Or you know someone who's going through it and you want to help them. So it's going to help all of you. It's going to help all of you. How? Because if you know and you have the plan and the desire and the faith to deal with extraordinary struggle, you could deal with anything. Anything. Any challenge. Anywhere, anytime. Bring it the heck on. I got this. And trust me, you know, getting a tad bit vulnerable right now, we've been feeling it too. Rob and I have been feeling it too. We're keeping the business more than afloat. We've had some of our best months in these last few months, you know, revenue-wise, client success-wise, some of the biggest successes ever that our clients have been celebrated in the last few months amidst this storm. Is that an accident? No, because we are 10Xing how we show up as leaders, which is inspiring our clients to 10X how they show up as leaders. But we're feeling it too, right? And we're coaches. Like our our life is to keep our mindset and our emotional home and our identity dialed into a place that even when our clients are struggling with the most extraordinary challenges known to woman and known to man, we're here to help. We're building our strength. We're investing even more in ourselves than we ever have. We're hiring a health coach so that we can not just upgrade our minds, which, you know, we're kind of, that's like our sweet spot, right? That's easy to us, but we want to update and upgrade our bodies too. So yeah, we're feeling it too. And we're here for you. We're staying strong for you. And the way that you stay strong, how do you cope with extraordinary struggles? I'm going to talk about how not to do it first. And the way that I'm going to illustrate how not to do this is to use a little bit of a case study. So this is an amalgam. It's an amalgam of people. It's a combination of people who we've talked with and who we've had, who offered our help. So this is not, you know, like one particular person. So if you're like, oh, she's talking about me, I may be, I very well may be, but it's not like one person because it's a pattern that we notice. So here's how you don't. This is a story to illustrate how you how you can completely fail. This is how to completely fail at coping with extraordinary challenges. So we talked with a potential client. Let's call him Joe. His name wasn't really Joe. We've never had a Joe as a client. So you have no idea who I'm talking about right now. I'm protecting the innocent here because Joe is innocent. Joe just had terrible coping strategies. So Joe's story goes something like, he's absolutely struggling in his tech career right now, has been out of work for 6 months, was fired from his job last November, which would be 8 months ago. And so he's been out of work for 8 going on 9 months and no money, is thinking about declaring bankruptcy and cannot for the life of him get another job. He's been on the job market. He's tried it. He can't figure it out. And on top of that, he's married, but his marriage is virtually non-existent. Like they're living together, but every day is a fight. Every day is between the both of them. It's more reasons why you're wrong and why this sucks and why you don't do enough. And so that's his life right now, living in his COVID bubble with who used to be the love of his life and is now his biggest enemy. And he feels chained to it. He feels attached to it in a way that he cannot escape because of COVID, because he doesn't have any money and his wife is working. So he feels like, I gotta do what my wife says. You know, I gotta ask for permission to buy stuff because I don't have any money and my wife actually does. They keep their finances separate. And on top of all of that, his wife just went through a massive health struggle. They thought she was going to die. but she didn't. She's a survivor. And she lived through it. And as much as it pains Joe to admit this, a little piece of him was thinking, if she does die, my life will be easier. He almost doesn't want to say it out loud because there's just, he doesn't want to say it out loud. But there's a little piece of him that felt that way. And so that when she survived and now he has to tolerate this ridiculously angry and terrible marriage on top of a ridiculously amazingly terrible career and lack of one, you know, when we asked him, what's not working in your career right now? He's like, I don't have one. I don't have one anymore. It's gone. I have no semblance of a career. I have no semblance of being a leader. I'm not even a powerful husband anymore because I have to ask my wife for permission for everything. And we're just yelling at each other every single day. And every day is a fight. So we offered him our help because we want to help. And we know we can help him. We know we could help him regain his strength. We know we can help him call forth that man that is full of love and optimism and leadership strength. And at the end of the conversation, he basically said that he can't work with us. He doesn't want to make this change because his wife wouldn't let him. Because he needs his wife's permission to take charge of his career. And as best we could, we talked him through it and saw how, and helped him to see, tried to help him to see, created that space for a perspective shift that this is where you've been living, right? That's why your life and your career is a shit show right now, because you're letting your wife drive the bus. That's why you're not divorced already. Because he was thinking about divorce, but no, I can't do that. Because this pattern of I'm not in control of my own life, my wife is, that's why you're stuck. And the only way to get unstuck is to see the truth. That you're in control and you got to make the decision. And ultimately, he was not ready to do that. He was not ready to do that. And at least not yet. Not yet. So that's the story of Joe. The reason that right now, and Joe is not yet ready, he will be. Because I have faith, and I have hope, and I have certainty that one way or another, Joe will get the help he needs because he needs it. But the reason that Joe isn't going to get the help that he needs now is because he's putting on the blinders. He's putting on the blinders of the exact reason why he's stuck right now. He's staying stuck in the same story, in the same idea, the same belief that I need my wife's permission to do this, that I'm tied to the hip. There's no way. It's like a chain. There's no way that I can undo this. And he is putting on the blinders to a new perspective. He's putting on the blinders also to how freaking bad it really is. He's softening it. oh, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. Sometimes we have fun arguing. Sometimes, you know, it's okay. Like, you know what? It's going to be all good. I'm going to get a job. It's no problem. We live frugally. It's all good. So he's putting the blinders on to how bad it really is. And he's also putting the blinders on to the pattern, to the beliefs, to the actions and lack of actions that are keeping him staying stuck. So that is how not to deal with extraordinary challenges. You stick your head in the sand and you soften it. You say, oh, it's not that bad. I'll find a job eventually. It's fine. Oh yeah, I know that my husband and I always joke about getting a divorce, but we don't really mean it. We just fight. All couples fight. All couples yell at each other every day, don't they? Every tech manager worries every single day about money, don't they? That's just what it is. Everybody, every single technical leader loses sleep and has trouble falling asleep at night because they're full of concerns about what's next for them. And they only get 3 or 4 or 5 hours of sleep. That's normal. It's okay. I'm strong. I can deal with it. Like, that's putting on the blinders. That's developing anti-coping mechanisms. Real coping mechanisms, pro-coping mechanisms deal with the truth of what's going on. And the other way to not do this, the way to have a terrible career and life, is to put the blinders on to the exact reason that's keeping you from advancing in your career and building a beautiful, amazing life for yourself and your family. What's keeping you? What's preventing you? For Joe, it was his wife. And he's been stuck in that same belief for so long that even though we're experts at this, we couldn't help Joe to see a different perspective, but that doesn't have to be the case for you. Take a look at what's really preventing you from upgrading your career right now. What's really preventing you from telling your boss you deserve a raise, from telling your boss you want a promotion, from going on the job market, from seizing the opportunity that is right in front of you to become CTO or VP of engineering? What's preventing you? It may not be as straightforward as it is with Joe, but you know what? Even to Joe, it wasn't straightforward because he's so inside his head and we want him to take a look at outside of it. So sometimes you have to ask your loved ones, or you just have to do some really deep reflection where you see that it's fear, that it's doubt, that it's uncertainty, that it's the way that you've been living and you just cannot see another way out of it. You cannot see it. And for a lot of people, it's security. And it's a false sense of security. What's preventing you from upgrading your career and getting to that next level is thinking that it's better to just stay where you are. It's safer. It's more secure. It's more certain to just stay where you are than to go after that higher level position. Because especially right now, people are in the mindset of, well, the devil you know is better than the devil you don't. I know my job right now as much as it sucks. I know my paychecks right now as much as they suck. I know my boss, I know my team as much as it's, you know, probably just mediocre, and I know I can do better. I'd rather deal with the devil I know than the devil I don't, because if I go on the job market or if I take that CTO job or if I ask my boss for a promotion, holy cow, that's unknown. And even though on the other side of it, it can mean massive possibilities and strength and growth, you'd rather deal with the devil that you know rather than the devil that you don't. That's where a lot of us are right now. We're just seeing the devil. But let me tell you this, there is a huge assumption And there is a huge oversight happening in that belief. It's either the devil I know or the devil I don't. Which one do I choose? The huge oversight there is that you're forgetting that there's an option to kick that devil in the ass to the curb and call forth the angel. What if that were an option? Kick the devil in the ass, call forth the angel. That's an option too. What if you've been so stuck in I want security that all you think that is available is the devil in hell? And if you're willing to just take a little bit of risk, intelligent risk, wise risk, and really thrive through a tad bit of discomfort on the other side of that, which, by the way, is going to be less discomforting than the shit you're going through right now, I'll tell you that. On the other side of that is heaven. Is which angel do I get to be? Which superhero do I get to be? That is how you cope with extraordinary struggle. You face the reality. That's step one. There's two steps here. Step one is what I've been talking about. You face the reality of the situation. You face the reality of what's not working in your career. You face the reality of what's preventing you from moving up in the career ladder. You face the reality of what's going on and you don't soften it and you say, holy, this sucks. Wow. I need to make a change right now and right now. And you face the reality of the limiting perspectives that you've been taking on for months or years. That's step one, face the reality. And then step two, you get help. Because especially if you have been coping with extraordinary challenges for months, years on end, you're gonna need some help to unravel those. You're gonna need some help to recondition who you are and the perspective that you take. And it's gonna take way more than just one conversation. I'm telling you that too. So for those of you who are thinking, oh, you know what? I'm facing extraordinary challenges in my career. And I've been facing them for a while and in my life too. But all I really need is a resume coach. I just need a resume writer. I just need somebody to rewrite my resume and everything will be good. Resume writer may give you an amazing resume. What does that do for you? What does that do for your beliefs, for your identity, for how you show up, what actions you take? It's not going to do anything. So that's how you face extraordinary challenges. Extraordinary troubles is you face the reality and you get help. You get the help you need. You don't overanalyze it. You don't soften it. You don't think about it. You don't think that it would just be better to stay where you are right now, even though it hurts. Because there's just a little bit of fear of jumping into the unknown. When you know, back of your mind, what your superhero is telling you, that unknown is fabulous. It's miraculous, as long as you have help along the way. That's also the reason why you need help along the way, too. I'll give you one more analogy for those of you who have kids. And even for those of you who don't have kids, think of a young one in your life. Somebody, maybe it's a young cousin or a younger brother or sister. You know, imagine that it's a five-year-old. Five-year-old, somebody who you love. That five-year-old, that little boy or girl. And you're walking down the street with them. And her foot gets stuck in one of those grates. She's struggling. And she can't get out. And she's starting to fall down. That grate. She's starting to fall down that hole. What would you do in that moment? You help her. You pull her out. Even if it means breaking her ankle, you pull her out. Because what's the option? What's the other option? She falls down even further. And she breaks even more. You don't think about it. You don't soften it. Oh, it's not that bad. She can do it on her own. Oh, you know what? Devil you know is better than the devil you don't. She knows she's stuck right now. She can deal with it. I don't want to have to jump in there. I might hurt her. I might hurt her if I try to help her. That girl, that five-year-old girl who you love with her foot stuck in the grate and is slowly falling even further down. That's you right now. That's you right now in your career. Treat yourself like you would treat that five-year-old girl. You don't have to think about it. Just get the help you need. And that's what we're here for. All you have to do is book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. That's all it takes. One conversation to start to turn your career and your life around today. You can make the decision today to save yourself from further pain, from further struggle, from further metaphorical broken bones in your career and in your life. That's all you have to do. It's one conversation that will start you on the path toward other conversations where you are going to change your life and you are going to change your career, and we are here to help you do that. We are here to help you hone your skills, to help you upgrade your processes, to share our proven systems and strategies for not only upgrading how you approach your career and how you show up as a leader, but so that you can continually take on the perspective of face the reality and get help. So that you can continually mold your perspective in a way where you see the reality and you also see the possibility too. We'll help you do that. We'll help you do that for your career. We'll help you do that for your life. ThePeopleStack.com/book. So look, I know that many of you are going through extraordinary challenges in your career and in your life right now. And you may not want to face the reality, but you have to. If you actually want to fix it, if you actually want to change. And you have to get help. There's no other way around it. There's no way to do it on your own. Trust us, we've tried. We've seen many other people try. And you're just gonna keep falling down that well, falling down that hole, and we don't want that for you. So face the reality and get help. That is the path to greatness. That is what champions do. Take care, everyone. Love you all. Talk to you again soon. Bye. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.